This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Hopi leaders are encouraged by a slight flattening of COVID-19 cases. It follows a major fall and winter surge that saw infections on the reservation reach a high point. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports.
Hopi health officials caution that the drop in cases is not yet sustained and still early, but they credit fewer large gatherings in recent weeks after the holidays caused infections on the reservation and elsewhere to skyrocket for the decline. The tribe reported nearly 70 confirmed active cases as of Tuesday and widespread transmission in all 12 villages. Hopi officials say the percent of positive tests, a key indicator of virus spread, is nearly 22%, more than four times the national average and far higher than Arizona's statewide positivity. The tribe says the rate has to be well below 10% before leaders will consider lifting mandates and restrictions. Tribal officials say they're making steady progress, vaccinating both Hopi and non-Hopi residents. So far, health workers have administered about 5,000 shots, and about a third have been second doses. Officials will receive 600 more next week when they'll hold community vaccination events. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Oklahoma tribes are providing assistance to tribal citizens after winter weather swept across the state this week. The Kiowa tribe is offering firewood and rides to doctor's appointments, giving priority to elders. The tribe also booked hotel rooms for those without heat or water. The Choctaw Nation declared a state of emergency to enact its emergency operation plan as the weather impacts travel, water, heat, and food. The emergency management team is providing resources to tribal members. Federal assistance is being provided to Oklahoma, Texas, and other states impacted by winter weather, which includes coordinating relief efforts with tribes. A Native businesswoman living in Houston says growing up on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, where many people live daily without running water and electricity, helped her deal with conditions in Texas this week as residents faced power outages, drinking water shortages, and freezing temperatures. Aseki Satchery is founder and CEO of Ashi Beauty. She says she prepared days before the storm, gathering supplies such as water and fuel for generators.
Growing up on the res, this is not really something new. It's just something I've always been taught to do, just in case the lights go out or the water goes out. So just prepared my household and, you know, helped my in-laws and prepared for the storm. Growing up on the res, you know, being a product on the reservation from the Navajo Nation, it truly is really helped me, molded me, and prepared for me to survive off and on the reservation.
Family and friends back home have been reaching out while neighbors in Texas have been helping each other, which reminds her of the way people showed support to the Navajo Nation last year.
How can we help these people? Because it was just not long ago, my reservation was on the news. We were plastered everywhere as being a hotspot of this COVID-19, this invisible monster of, like, you know, the whole world was praying for us and, you know, sending us supplies too. It's so crazy how roles can change and how a situation, you could be in a good situation and turn into a bad situation. It's like it's scary, but it's an eye-opener that we as human beings, all races, we need to come together more than anything and continue to pray and look out for one another.
Texas officials Thursday told the public they're working around the clock to restore power to residents across the state. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.